In Oakland, California, the first phase of an unusual educational experiment is coming to a close. Some select seventh graders, most of them black or Latino, are completing their first year at the Oakland Military Institute. It's a public charter school financed by the Defense Department and the California National Guard, and it's the brainchild of Oakland's mayor, Jerry Brown. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In an isolated corner of a decommissioned Army base, 156 cadets at the Oakland Military Institute line up in parade formation for their morning drill.
Add a little bit more stuff to that.
These cadets, clad in khaki fatigues and black boots, are the foot soldiers in Jerry Brown's campaign to improve Oakland's ailing public schools. That system is beleaguered by low test scores and crumbling facilities, so Brown started this military-style charter school last August, arguing, in essence, I can do better.
What we're really trying to create here is an atmosphere of discipline, tradition, ceremony, and respect, and thereby create the kind of identity that is consistent with and supportive of scholarship, good study habits, and success in later life.
The cadets, 60% male, 90% African American or Latino, signed on to a program that promised two things: college preparation and a highly disciplined environment. The spanking new portable classrooms bear names such as Fort Success and Fort Responsibility. Inside, veteran teachers team up with National Guard sergeants.
Eyes and heads straight forward, zip, zip, hands to the sides. Boom.
There's no room for monkey business. Cut up in class, and you earn a dozen stomach crunches.
Slow, get on down. One, two, three. One, two, three. You better push your body. Push it on out.
The school's motto is a Latin phrase chosen by Jerry Brown: "Age quad agis." It means do what you're doing and do it well. Yet putting that motto to work in a startup charter school has proven tougher than expected. Enrollment was open to all comers last summer, and officials soon discovered that about two-thirds of their seventh graders read far below grade level, some as low as the second grade.
First off, this has been the hardest job that I've ever done in my life.
Rick Moniz is the academic director at the OMI. He's a former college history teacher who took this job eager to explore educational innovation. Instead, he's doing a crash course in remedial education.
To get an idea, a lot of the kids were at the beginning of the year counting on their fingers. They didn't know their times tables.
So pre-algebra was thrown out and basic math was brought in, and literature was replaced by phonetics. But Brown says these problems are just growing pains. Next year, he'll make admissions more selective.
A lot of parents put their kids in the school thinking it's kind of a cure-all. But the fact of the matter is, learning is highly personal. It's an individual experience. If the parent or if the young student does not have the motivation, then they're not going to be able to make the program.
The cadets say they like a school where they feel safe and their teachers care about them. Cadet Cesar Del Toro.
At my old school, there was like a lot of fights, almost like two or more fights every single day. And like, I didn't like that much. I didn't like that school. So like here, there hasn't been a lot of fights and not too much trouble. And that's how I think it's very safe here.
Outside the academy, Brown's critics complain that the mayor is spending upwards of $20,000 per cadet, when public schools spend only about $7,000 per pupil. Dan Siegel is a past school board chairman who opposed Brown's plan to build the academy.
We have 54,000 school children who need the support of city government, of the mayor, and it's a diversion at best to focus your effort on a program that benefits 130 or 150 students.
Siegel is among those who say a military charter school is inappropriate in a community well known for its anti-war sentiment. But back at the academy parade grounds, you don't hear parents complaining. Robert Elred has a son and nephew in Jerry Brown School, and next year another son will enroll.
Some people think your kids are going to have to go into the military, or they're going to be brainwashed and this, that, and the other. And I was a 60s leftist, and I don't feel threatened by any of this.
Jerry Brown says he's training tomorrow's leaders, not necessarily tomorrow's soldiers. As he told San Francisco's public TV station, he believes had he been sent to a military school, he would have been president a long time ago. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland, California.